Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Of hour two, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com will be with us. If you'd like to get in today, 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. That lays it out. The draft. Yeah, the NFL draft is here in the 615 beginning later today. That's right. In the getting really busy, getting even more famous 615 NFL draft is here. Matter of fact, on Twitter, Soul Street Coffee tweets this morning, just prior to the show, says, Bill, for all the people that think recruiting rankings don't really matter, Clemson and Alabama will have no less than 6 first-round selections tonight. Over the next couple of years, they could have as many as 10 more. Yeah, recruiting rankings matter. Recruiting rankings signify positivity. Those who rail against it, do it to futility. Now, they're not scientifically perfect, and that's what some people try and rail against. No, but they're accurate. They're certainly more accurate than inaccurate. And if you look, particularly if it's talking about winning a natty, you better have ballplayers. You got to be well coached. But you better have ball players. You're not going to overachieve to a natty. That's a rarity in this day and time. Now, having said all that, I can make a case that recruiting rankings are more accurate than the NFL draft. And everybody's always talking about recruiting rankings and, well, it's not Pro Bowl, it's high school to college, Bill. Well, recruiting rankings are pretty accurate. NFL draft picks have lots of holes in them. Millions of mistakes have been made. Now, let me give you one here. Let me give you an example. The Big Ten, the B1G, everybody, is a league that's well known. The Big Ten has not had a quarterback taken in the first round in 24 years. That whole league, 24 years. Dwayne Haskins is going to break that today. Yeah, that won't last past today. Dwayne Haskins will go in the first round. That's a no-brainer. There have been 35 Big Ten quarterbacks selected in the NFL draft since Kerry Collins was taken. He was taken number 5 in 1995. Of those 35, not one of them was taken in the first round. How about that? Let me give you some players drafted over that period of time from the Big Ten that were not taken in the first round. You ready? Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Russell Wilson. Brady was scrawny. No, he's 6'4 and a half, but I mean, built, very odd build. Built like a, coming out of Michigan, Brady physically looked like a 45-year-old man, his body. Brees was too short, and Russell Wilson was thought to be too short, too. And, of course, all three of those are very, very good. Matter of fact, two of them are Hall of Famers already. They will be. I don't know that Russell Wilson is yet. No, but trending, yeah. And just got paid again. Yeah, just got paid again. Russell Wilson. So, if the NFL draft is so smart, how are they not taking Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady in the first round? When getting a quarterback is so incredibly vital, it's so important. If you have one, you've got one. Does that make sense? Yeah, if you have one, you've got one. But hard to come by. That level of quarterback is hard to come by in the NFL. None of those guys taken in the first round. So if the NFL draft is so brilliant and college recruiting isn't, what the hell is that? Yeah, recruiting rankings matter. Recruiting rankings, when somebody brings it up that it doesn't matter, it's probably somebody that's got a team that never has good recruiting rankings. So they spin it as if it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Come on now. Anybody can go and be good and get developed and be on a team that wins and all that. Yeah, well, good luck with that way of doing business. Good luck to you there. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will be with us. Now, again, we're a show that is all about the college game, but we'll play around a little bit today. We have latitude opportunities today to stray a little bit. We don't leave our solar system much, but we do a little bit here and there. Not much, but here and there. Why did that head coach of the Raiders, who's been rumored to be the Tennessee football, University of Tennessee football coach, on and off for about the last 20 years, seems like, maybe not 20, since the Cosby Cattleman's favorite coach, Philip Fulmer, got run in 08, that guy with the Raiders has been rumored to be the Vol coach, I'd say every time there's a job. So how many times is that job open on Rocky Top? Fulmer. Then Lane Kiffin. Then the Dulander. Then Butch Jones. So four times over the last, 10 years. That's stability, everybody. There's just some stability. And every time that guy, that Chucky doll guy, Gruden, has been rumored to be the coach. And right before the draft, he and his GM is Mike Mayock, who you might know from TV. You might know from the Notre Dame games he used to do before Notre Dame got a little sick of him being too objective, so they ran him off the TV broadcast. And they brought in that guy from Boston College, Doug Flutie, who is not good at all on TV. He's terrible. Now, Mayock was a little too objective critiquing during the Notre Dame game, so he got run. He's very good. Mike Mayock's very good. Anyways, got hired by the Raiders, and about a week ago, they ran every one of their scouts. I'll ask Chris about that. That is Chris Landry's world. Chris Landry will know more about that than probably anybody. Literally right before the draft, you tell all of your scouts who have been scouting and building data for this draft and previous drafts around the clock, you tell them all, you're unhired. Get out. Bye-bye. What's that about? Yeah, it's interesting. Every time Tennessee has an opening, literally the people on Rocky Top swear that Gruden is coming. I've got a source. Can't tell you who it is. An anonymous source that says Gruden is coming. Yeah, he is going to take the Tennessee job. His wife was a cheerleader there. They've been scoping out property on Dollywood. And Gruden is coming. I'm telling you. Remember last time? I'm on Twitter. And I'm watching these various Tennessee sites. And there are people scoped out at the airport. The airport on Rocky Top is over there in Marvel. That's Maryville, but pronounced Marvel. Marvel. It's the McGee Tyson Airport. Don't know if you've ever been there. That's the airport. If you're going to fly out of Rocky Top, that's where you fly in or out of. And they've got people sitting literally by the tarmac with Periscope up on Twitter to where you can see when Gruden lands. Sitting there hour after hour, knowing that their source is right, paralyzing Vol fans on Twitter. I remember looking at that, laughing hysterically. People literally buying into this, literally thinking this is what's about to happen. John Gruden, he's coming. Now, I like the coach they have. Don't misunderstand me here. I have some faith in Jeremy Pruitt getting things righted in Knoxville. We'll see if it happens or not, but I think that ended up being a good hire. John Gruden, he's coming back to Rocky Top. I'm just telling you, I've got a source, and that source, I can't tell you who it is. Yeah, it's got to remain anonymous, but I got a source that says he's coming. This time it's real. That's why he fired all his scouts, just to make way for his trip to Rocky Top. Anyways, we'll get Landry up here in a little bit. 888-702-5494 and Twitter at Bill S. King. Twitter humming pretty good this morning. Anything new on the Georgia story? They run off their recruiting coordinator. What was her name? Dacia King. And then they take another one from the same department and they suspend him for a month without pay. Now, lots of rumors out there. I think the Cosby Cattleman, if you heard his call yesterday, he pretty much nailed what we think happened there. I won't repeat it, but I should have pulled that audio, the Cosby Cattleman. I thought he nailed that yesterday. He is in Kentucky right now. He likes to go up there and bet the ponies. Keeneland, they've got those races in the spring. And then they have them again. What would that be? In October, I think, up at Keeneland in Lexington, KY. Lexington, Kentucky, everybody. That's where he is right now. He's up there betting the ponies. I don't know if he's betting the ponies this early in the morning, but he's preparing to bet the ponies, the Cosmic Cattlemen. Let's do this. Let's get the first break. Just getting rolling. We have busted about an eighth of a grape. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A couple of crashes in the vicinity of Bell Road, still clearing a collision. Downtown on 3rd and Commerce near Demos. Church Street is filling up pretty fast across Printer's Alley, actually from 2nd Avenue to 5th Avenue North. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 5th Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi, so about the kitchen. Turns out when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Yeah, I've had a few people hit me up. Hey, Bill, I'm going to be in town. Where are you located? Where are you going to be for the draft? I'll tell you. I'm going to be in Wilco. If they want to do the draft out here in Wilco, I guess I'll be nearby. Otherwise, I won't be. Now, tomorrow, we will be actually more nearby where they're having the draft downtown, but not all that close. We're going to be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. That is the site of the Tennessee State University fundraiser. Rod Reed will be with us. Rod Reed, the coach of TSU, we'll have him on for a couple of minutes to hang out. Crazy Charlie will be with us, hanging out. And that's always a fun event. We've been out there. I think we've done, the last two or three out there. I'm not sure how many, but it's been several. out in Los Angeles, where right now it is about 4:23 a.m. West Coast Sooner is with us. What are you doing up this early, sir?
Nature called, Bill, so I figured why not give Bill a call.
I hear you. Well, you know what? Might as well get on the highway. Beat the traffic.
Yeah, might as well start beating traffic this early. Why not?
So what's up, sir?
So funny thing at work yesterday, I'm doing some paperwork, and then one of my patients walks in, and he's dressed head to toe in big orange. And so I was like, what's going on with this? And so he comes on, gets ready, and we start talking. And basically his daughter is being recruited by the Vols for softball out here. And he got a chance to go out there for a recruiting trip. And he told me that she just committed to the Vols for softball.
Wow.
And – yeah, so I'm curious why you guys got to keep coming out here for all the talent.
That's a good question, because Tennessee is a well-known softball state. Now, again, Los Angeles has got – California's got a zillion ballplayers. I understand that. There's lots of good ballplayers out there, probably an unlimited supply, literally, out where you're at. But – yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the coaches, interestingly enough, I don't know if you've ever heard the Cosby Cattleman talk about this, but the coaches at Tennessee actually are co-head coaches. It's a couple. It's the Weeklies. It's the Weeklies.
Oh, okay.
It's a male and female. They're probably, I'm guessing they're in their 50s. He was formerly of the FBI, but they've been the coach up there for a while. The coach is, the co-coach is up there. And it's the Weeklies, plural, interestingly enough. Oh, okay. So nepotism lives on Rocky Top.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, he was telling me about it. And actually, when he went out there for a recruiting trip with her, they took her to a place you're pretty familiar with, and so is Cosby, Calhoun's on the River, and he was raving about that place. So I got to make sure to try that if I ever head out that way again.
Yeah, you were there for the Oklahoma game a couple of years ago.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a chance to go out to Knoxville during our spare time after getting ready for the game and everything. And, yeah, I remember having a good time. So I'm hoping to make my way back out there again because it's beautiful.
So at that time, you were still at Oklahoma, right, or not?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we went out there for the game. That night, Baker Mayfield went off. And, yeah, it was a good time. I really enjoyed the town in Knoxville, and people out there were great. So I told my patient, I hope his daughter has a blast out that way because, I mean, wherever you go for school, you're going to make the most of it. So
now, I asked you this before, but I forgot. Were you there at all when Kyler Murray arrived to transfer?
Yes, yeah. He was actually there my last semester.
Okay.
And, I got to be around him for a season, and it was my turn to leave. And then, he was just waiting behind Baker Mayfield at the time. So I had a quick question, though. If you guys keep coming out here for talent, how come UCLA can't pick up better recruits out here for football? Because it seems like there's plenty if there's enough for softball and other sports. So
yeah.
I'm curious if you think Chip Kelly can turn it around next year.
He's got about 19 starters back. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. If your starters are all back and they're not very good, what difference does it make? They may make a decent jump this year. I think year two, probably Weston will tell us more about Chip Kelly's future of turning things around at UCLA than year one. Year one was going to be ugly probably anyways. Year two might give us the clues we need about the future. And if he gets things to where it's a good-looking product, you know as well as I do, you live out there, you'll get – recruits organically. So I'm not worried about that yet. Until year two is a failure, if indeed that happens, then it gets worrisome out at UCLA.
Oh, gotcha. Because, yeah, my Sooners, they're coming out here to the Rose Bowl that second week, I think. And so I plan on going to the game with some friends out here, and then some friends from OU plan on coming out for that one too. So we'll get a first take of that. So I'm excited for this season, and I wish you guys a great rest of your summer. So
all right,
keep tuning in.
Yes, sir. Stay in touch out there in Los Angeles, good friend.
All right. You have a good one, Bill.
Thank you. There's West Coast Sooner checking in with the show this morning. He came in to town last year during the football season. He was not able to come back for commitments being in L.A., but he came about midway in the season. West Coast Sooner. Jim in Jupiter. So we go from Los Angeles to Jupiter. Not the planet Jupiter, but Jupiter, Florida. Says, Bill, Tennessee fans waiting on Gruden are like A&M fans waiting on a natty. Both are never happening. Anybody see the picture of the Georgia recruiting coordinator? Now, I'm not on Snapchat, but Karen sent me a picture. It's the Georgia, well, she's now unhired, recruiting coordinator. And she's in some kind of outfit holding a gun. Did you see that? That's the former Georgia recruiting coordinator. Oh. No, I'm not on Snapchat. Karen tried to send it to me, and then she had to like get a picture of it so she could send it to me, but her name is Dacia, unless I'm not pronouncing it right, King. Not related to me, as far as I know. As far as I know. As far as she knows, she's not related to me as well. She's down there in Athens, Georgia. I assume she's still down there. Maybe she is. But I'll tell you this. I know she's not employed by the University of Georgia anymore. I know that. Bottom of the hour here. Let's get the break. Landry coming up. That's LandryFootball.com. Chris Landry, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Rex all over Murfreesboro Pike, one in Antioch, one at Bell Road, and one at Foothill Drive. Still clearing that collision downtown on 3rd and Commerce near Demos. And a wreck with injuries on I-24 between Bell Road and Haywood. 65 South getting slightly congested from Ewing Drive to the North Loop. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and G410 Plus driver, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel, we will be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course tomorrow morning for the Tennessee State University Golf Fundraiser. Always a good event. Been there for a couple of years. Crazy Charlie will be there. If you happen to be in that area, come on by. We'd love to have you. Won't cost you anything. Just park in the parking lot and walk on in. We'll hang out a little bit. Ted Rhodes Golf Course tomorrow morning. 888-702-5494 for Twitter at Bill Is King if you do want to check in. Twitter at Bill Is King if you'd like to hook up with the show this morning. Like West Coast Sooner out there in Los Angeles. Yeah, he worked with the Oklahoma football team during his days there a couple of years ago and then moved back home to the L.A. area where he prefers to be heavily taxed and he prefers to drive in oppressive traffic every day. That's West Coast Sooner's prerogative out there. He had a good time, though. Brought him into town. He came into town and hung out with us, and it's good to see him. Maybe we can get him in for commitments. Maybe. Just maybe. Yeah, who was it? Somebody hit me up on Twitter yesterday and said, where will you be Thursday and Friday morning for the draft? Will you be downtown? And the answer is no. Absolutely not. We'll be in Wilco. That's going to be a zoo down there. And you know what? Don't misunderstand. I'm happy for the city. What an event for the city. What an incredible event for the city. I just don't want to be part of the zoo. There's going to be plenty of people down there to participate in that zoo that will do a good job. I just don't want to be part of that, so. No, we're not down there. We're not hanging out down there. So what all is going on? What's happening right now? We've got the news now. This was from a couple of days ago. The rule changes about fifth overtime. It's now 2-point conversion time. Well, let me rephrase that. It's you gotta just run your play from the 2-point conversion mark, beginning in overtime number 5. I'm not one of those that's overly bent out of shape about the overtime rules right now in college football. I never felt like putting it on the 25 and playing it out was all that cheesy. It doesn't really matter to me. At least you get a chance to possess the ball. Both teams do. And some of them might go long, and yeah, it's the longer you go into the game, the more chances you have for injury. I get all that. But I really wasn't all that worried about it. Now, the A&M LSU game was the one that got everybody in a tizzy. And probably that's the game that has this new rule in place. You also have the new targeting rule, which says that you can't just let the play stand. When you go to the replay booth, you either have targeting or you don't have targeting. There's no let the play stand. The thing that I didn't like about it is they didn't do anything about the ejection, which is a terrible rule. And now they're saying, I guess with the new rule as well, and I don't quite get it because it was unclear, says if you have three, you accumulate three targeting penalties in a season, they can then suspend you for that too. Now, I don't know if that's an automatic suspension or if it's a judgment thing. I have no idea. What if you get a fourth one? What if you get a fifth one? I'm not sure I understand the way that rule's going to go. The way it read, it was unclear. Chad checking in this morning on Twitter at Billis King says, Bill, did you see the clip of Coach Saban back in the office yesterday rehabbing with Julio there? I did not. Now, I heard people talking about it, but I didn't see it. And actually, yesterday afternoon, for a few minutes, I had Feinbaum on. I had some things to do here at the house, and Feinbaum was on the TV. I was watching, listening, and they were talking about it. So I knew that he was back in the office. Well, people were tweeting me yesterday. I think, who was it? Just Business? Somebody tweeted me yesterday. Said, Bill, have you seen this? Coach Saban is back in the office, Bill. Remember, he had hip replacement on Monday, and Wednesday, he's back in the office. Which I'm not surprised. I mentioned, there's no way this guy's going to sit out 6 to 8 weeks or whatever they were saying. Football is his existence. That job is his life. That's what he enjoys doing. He is not trying to coach so someday he can retire and go play golf all day and lay in a hammock on the beach somewhere. That is not what he's aspiring to do. Nick Saban coaches. Nick Saban likes the daily grind. Nick Saban loves the challenges of, well, in this case, erasing the Clemson game. The embarrassment of the Clemson game. That motivates him. That gets him going every day. That fuels his engine. That fuels his Mercedes. So, yeah. He was back. Now, here's what I don't know. Somebody bean count this for me. Was he back for the full day? Was he there for a couple of hours? I don't really know that. Was it a typical long day for Saban in the office, or did he just go over to check in for a couple of hours and then he left to go back home? So, anyways, it's going to be it'll be interesting to watch. But, yeah, you're not going to keep him out of the office. He's going to be mentally attached to not only rehabbing that fresh hip. Yeah, he's got a fresh hip. Not only that, but you got to remember, he is fuming. Nick Saban is absolutely fuming over what happened in that Clemson game and the embarrassment and the performance. And you've got to also remember, he's got a fresh staff for the most part. He was not happy with that staff. And he's got a fresh outlook on the future. So he's got a lot. He's got a ton right now to fuel himself with, Nick Saban. So, no, I'm not surprised. But I don't know if he's able to put in full days there or not. I don't know that. Somebody with more knowledge of that situation could probably fill you in better than me on that part. But no. He's raring to go. Hey, top of the hour, Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. Plenty to talk about with him. And what is going on today in Nashville with the NFL draft here in town? What is going on is vintage Chris Landry. Chris Landry was put on this earth for today and tomorrow, et cetera, for the draft. That is his wheelhouse. He is a football personnel guy. He is a football player evaluating a guy, Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. So looking forward to having him here in about, 18, 19 minutes. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. That would include sporting events or concerts or anything else you can think of. If you can think of a ticket need, you can think of tickets, something you need, an event you need to go to, and you got to have a ticket, and you're looking for the best pricing, and you're looking for customer relations that keeps you confident, keeps you comfortable, PrimoSeats.com will be the place. And remember, get a discount. Go to the PrimoSeats.com site. Take the name Bill Is King and put that in the promo code box. That'll get you the discount. 5% off. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. Let's take one more break. Hour one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Clearing wrecks on Murfreesboro Pike in Antioch in front of Good Shepherd Pharmacy, as well as on Bell Road and Foothill Drive at Murfreesboro Pike. Church Street is busy between 2nd and 5th Avenue. 65 South, developing heavier traffic between Dickerson Pike and the North Loop. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Carolina Hurricanes upset the Washington Capitals 4-3 in double overtime to eliminate the defending Stanley Cup champions. Carolina, the +125 money line underdog. That means if you bet 100 of the Hurricanes to win, you cash a ticket worth $225. The total was 5. It went over at 7. Atlanta Braves, $1.25 underdog of the Cincinnati Reds today, who are favored -135 on the money line. Julio Teheran pitching for the Braves. Luis Castillo on the hill for the Reds. The total of 9 over. This season, the Reds are 18-5 to the under. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to click on the banner ad entitled, "You Won't Believe What These Child Stars Look Like Now." Be dissatisfied, and kinda sad, about how the child stars look. And now your computer is plagued by incessant pop-up ads.
Oh, this can't be good.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 clickbait minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Groceries. Loaded for free. In my car's trunk. With Walmart's grocery pickup.
Try Walmart's free grocery pickup. Order online and we'll bring them out to your Batmobile. Download our grocery app today.
Just order online and pick up curbside. Walmart.
$30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a chance of showers with a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 75. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. For Thursday night, showers with a possible thunderstorm. Low around 57. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's right, Omni Nashville Hotel. Yeah, I heard from Music City Todd this morning. He said downtown is absolutely nuts. Well, that's where the Omni is. So the Omni appropriately located right in the middle of what's happening in the 615 with the draft in town. Congratulations to the city. Very well deserved for the 615. Now, what are all the pedal taverns doing? That's what I want to know. Are they in business today, the pedal taverns, considering what's happening in downtown Nashville? Pedal taverns. Whoever thought that up? Who's the person who thought, you know what, here this is a really good idea. We're gonna have a tavern on wheels, literally, where people can sit there and pedal up and down Broadway in Nashville, and they can listen to music and irritate everybody else, and you have to pay for it too. Here's a question. I've never even thought of this until this very moment. What does it cost someone to go downtown and get a seat on the pedal tavern? Does anybody know the cost of that? Is it a group thing or is it an individual thing? Most of the time you're in a group, right? Like it's a bachelorette party. So all of you get down there and you get on the pedal tavern and you go pedaling around town. Who thought that up? I would think that'd be a bad idea because you really want to be pedaling up and down Broadway. You really want to be doing that? Apparently they do. Apparently it's a good idea. Karen checking in this morning. Karen from the Woodlands. Even though if Jimbo were to leave, it might be Baton Rouge. Or someplace like that someday. Karen says, Bill, I'm happy that Nick is doing well, but his behavior post-op is foolish. So, is he doing this? Is he going to the office and doing all this stuff against his doctor's wishes? I just, during the break, I searched Nick Saban and saw that video from the football department where he's there. Julio Jones is there. And then it showed him rehabbing with some dude. He's not doing anything wrong there, is he? I've never had replacement surgery of any kind. I couldn't tell you. I'm not an expert on that. Some of you probably have. You're going to know better than me. But I don't think he's doing anything that he thinks or they think is going to be harmful, though. Showed him rehabbing. Isn't that what he's supposed to be doing? That's what I thought. Jim in Jupiter said, Bill, the bad idea is having those scooters. Somebody will get taken out with one of those things. Well, they already have. I don't know how many incidents that we've had downtown, but the scooters are a problem. And people get on those scooters some of the time just to raise some hell, just to have fun. And you have elderly people that get those scooters so they don't have to walk, and they're not coordinated enough anymore to stay upright on them, so they're falling over. Yeah, it's a wild scene downtown. And I'm not down there much. I mean, I'm not the one that has to see it every day. Think about the people that have to work down there every day. You're fighting off those scooters and you're fighting off those pedal taverns in the downtown 615. So, yeah, today, everybody, wherever you are located, wherever that is, when you're watching the draft later, you're watching it from the 615, the downtown 615. I just retweeted this. This was from Darren Ravel. It's the front of Sports Illustrated. Let me check the date. It's 1989, April 24th, 1989. And there's a picture of a player. I'll tell you the player here in a second. 1989. It says the incredible Bulk, B-U-L-K. 6'6", 315-pound Tony Mandarich, the best offensive line prospect ever. And it's a picture of him in shorts and sneakers and a ball cap on backwards, and he's all jacked up. 6'6", 315, 1989. We're talking exactly 30 years ago. And it turned out that he was all juiced up. And without the juice, he wasn't very good. Tony Mandarich. Former Sparty player Tony Mandarich. That's an interesting tweet there. There was another one, too, that I wish I could find. And I think it's going to take me some time to scroll through my timeline, and I might not get to it. But it was a picture of who were the quarterbacks? It was Cam Newton. It was Jake Locker. And it was another one. And I don't recall who it was. And it talks about this quarterback draft being the decision of a lifetime. With those there. And I can't find it. No, I can't find it. It'll take me too long to get to it. The Twitter sphere is traveling rapidly this morning, so I'm not going to be able to locate it. Sorry about that. But I'm missing one of the quarterbacks. Who would that have been? Maybe Blaine Gabbert? Maybe? Jeff 2 has pricing for us. Jeff 2 checking in this morning. Yeah, 210 Rob, Blaine Gabbert. Appreciate that, Rob. Yeah, Rob just sent me that. Pricing if you want to get on the Pedal Tavern. You need a $100 deposit for private tours. It's $390. Now, I assume this is a group, right? $390 Monday through Wednesday. Thursday through Sunday, $450, and it's $490 for tours 8 p.m. or later on the Pedal Tavern. How many seats? That's another question. How many seats are on the Pedal Tavern? I'm thinking about 10 to 12. That's what I just surmising there. So, yeah, Thursday to Sunday. Can you imagine renting one of those pedal taverns late Saturday afternoon downtown Nashville? What's going on? with the crowds and the cars and the scooters. God knows. Brandon, as in Gator Brandon, says, Bill, those pedal taverns actually are pretty fun if you're loaded. Not very fun if you're sober and you're the only one paddling. You know what? I'm pretty sure I'll never know. Chris Landry coming up. LandryFootball.com. Can't wait to talk to him. Omni.